goal in degrees, but except this one's in days. Yep, that made sense. I'm still a good podcaster. It's Father's Day today, which means that I'm actually not bringing my dad on the podcast because, honestly, he's kind of tired. It's been kind of a long week. He's just kind of asleep on the couch. That's usually, like, on Father's Day, he just sort of wants to have a nice, relaxing day with his family, and I enjoyed that too. So I have no complaints. Like, we've watched some shows together, we've played some games together, but right now he's getting a little sleep because at least this time my dog isn't waking him up in the middle of the night. He's just doing what makes him happy, and I think that's beautiful. So today's episode, of course, is on about my dad. Now, I know there's a lot of people with what's called daddy issues who to either have a strained relationship with their father, who, I don't know, just are not having the best time. Maybe their father isn't exactly in the picture. Yeah, that's not me. My dad's wonderful. Just like my Mother's Day episode a couple months ago. Yeah, my mom's wonderful. My dad's wonderful. I love them. They're both very dearly. And I don't know if it's just my friends who just generally don't have a great relationship with their father. I don't know exactly what it is. Maybe it's just media depicting fathers in a bad light. Because, you know, that happens a lot, actually. It makes me kind of sad. But whatever it is, I still really love my dad. And it's time to tell some stories. And, you know, I think that's what Father's Day is really all about. Telling embarrassing stories about your father. Wait, no, that's birthdays, and that's about your child. You know what? I tried. I also, before I get into the stories, I just want to point out thank you to everyone who sent me Happy Father's Day, because apparently enough people see me as a father figure that they tell me specifically Happy Father's Day, and that feels very nice, honestly. So, I mean, it feels kind of bad that they need a father figure in their life because they don't have one of their own without me. But I'm very happy that I could do that for them. And I hope everyone who wished me that, everyone who's going to wish me that, everyone who didn't, I just hope everyone just has a good time. So today's episode's obviously on fathers. So here's some stories about my dad. Let's see. The first time I recall giving him making my dad cry, because that's the good thing to open up with. We were going to go get, a pizza. And it was my little sister in the car, me in the car, and my dad in the car. And my dad was driving because, you know, I was like six or something, maybe five. I was somewhere between four and six. I was very, very, very small. Small enough where I did not understand the consequences of some actions. This particular consequence I wasn't understanding was when I say my father's name, he will probably turn to look at me. So I'm like, "Hey, Dad." And I was going to playfully punch him in the arm. And then or in the back of the head or something like that. I don't know. It wasn't going to be something hard. I was just a little rowdy boy. I was not intending to hurt him. And he turns to look at me because we're just sort of sitting there. He can do so safely. And because he turned at just the right time, I bopped him square in the nose. And he started tearing up because, you know, that's what you do when you get bopped square in the nose. And then I started crying because I made my dad cry. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." Because, you know, I was a sweet little kid. I didn't want to hurt anyone, especially not my dad. And my little sister is too young to really understand all this complex emotion. But she does see that everyone else in the car is crying. So she felt that she should join in as well. So my dad went and got the pizza. I tried to call my sister down. It eventually worked. We drove back home. I apologized a bunch. My dad said it was okay. Because, you know, he's caring and understanding. And we got home. And he goes to my mom and says, and my mom's like, "Oh, how was it?" And my dad's like, "Everybody cried." And she's like, "Livy cried?" You know, the name of my sister. And I'm like, and my dad's like, "Yeah, everyone cried." And she pauses a moment and goes, "Wait, Danny cried?" Because, you know, they called me Danny back then. Now it's Dan's Miscellaneous Ramblings, but imagine how it would be if it was Danny's Miscellaneous Ramblings. That's just too many syllables, I think. Like, Dan's miscellaneous ramblings. That's 9 syllables already. Adding a 10th there, putting it into double digits, that's just too long for a podcast. And she's like, wait, Danny cries? Or cried? And my dad's like, yeah, everyone cried. And after another moment, she's like, wait, you cried? And that's the funny story that I decided to open up with. You know, I remember when I don't remember exactly, but I've heard many stories when I was a little kid. Like, my dad and I would be doing some stuff together. My mom would have to leave for something, so he'd be watching me. And especially when I was really, really little, sometimes I'd fall asleep with my face in the carpet and just my backside up in the air. And my dad's like, well, yeah, we did a bunch of fun things together. He's tired out. He fell asleep. And mom's like, why don't you move him? And it's like, he's comfortable. What am I supposed to do? And so my dad, he tried to make sure that I wasn't, you know, hurt or anything. But he just sort of let me fall asleep wherever I sort of crashed out. He had this wonderful parenting system that when I become a father to, you know, a child of my own, I'm probably going to use. Where if I... You know how kids sometimes pretend to get hurt, or they get a very, 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 very tiny amount hurt, and then they blow it out of proportion because they want attention, or, you know, whatever, they just think that it's what they should do. My dad kind of put a stop to that by doing this. We'd be playing at the park or whatever, and I'd fall down on the wood chips, scrape my knee a little, I'd do whatever. And he would come up to me and say, and I'd be, like, you know, crying or close to crying or whatever. And he'd come up and he's like, hey, you okay? And I'd be upset, you know, because I fell down, I scraped my knee. It's no laughing matter. And he'd go and ask me, do you want to go home? Because we can go home and then I can hold you or whatever. But then we're going to have to go home and we're not coming back to the park today. And, or you can say, actually, I'm okay. And then you can keep playing at the park. And most of the time I would choose to keep playing at the park. And I just sort of wipe away the tears, whatever. I'd be like, okay, yeah, I think I'm okay. Cause, you know, I wasn't really hurt. I scraped my knee a tiny bit, or I fell down and maybe I fell down a little too hard. Whatever, I was not actually hurt. And one notable exception to this was a time that I don't remember exactly what happens. My dad knows it clear as day, though. Basically, I end up running into this kid. I think he was spinning on something, but I don't remember. But we ran into each other and, like, hit our heads together. And I was just inconsolable. My dad's like, do you want to go home? And for the first time, I think that was the first time ever that I said yes. And we went home, and that was that day at the park ruined. And my dad came across the father of the other kid, because the other kid was a bit older than me. He came across him like a week later, or 5 days later, or something like that. And the father's like, oh my God, is he okay? And I'm like, I was okay. I was a little injured, but yeah, I was fine. And apparently he thought that he killed me or something. Not killed me, but, you know, dealt some very serious harm. And he was very glad to hear that I was okay. There's a lot of stories about my dad, really. And these are just the ones from when I was really little. So you're getting some very cool Dan baby stories. So this is a very juicy episode. This is one of those episodes that's like, wow. Dan is an actual person, not just someone who reads Wikipedia articles on the internet. Am I right? Gamers or whatever. My dad's gone, and I don't know. I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about, just like profession-wise or whatever. So I think it's probably safe to say my dad is in fact a lawyer, which is pretty cool, but also means that he has a knack for arguing. He's very good at it. He's a very good debater, very sound with his reasoning. Makes it very hard to win an argument against him because, you know, he's good at it and does it for a living. And it's also very, very, very difficult to pull a sneaky on him with my words. He knows pretty much all the tricks in the book when it comes to speech, to talking. Ooh, okay, I have a fun story that he's told me a couple times. One time he was in college, and he had to give a speech for like a speech class or something, and he sort of did his the night before, right? That's when he came up with it. And this speech was going to be recorded. It was going to be this official thing. And he was leaving. He had basically scribbled down on a piece of line paper some notes of how he wanted it to go. And he decides to do it on juggling. He had to basically teach people a new skill. And he grabs his juggling balls, some juggling pins, whatever. And he heads out. And he sits down in class, and this one kid had just finished giving this presentation on how to do a skin injection, how to do an injection. And he used an orange, and he offered my dad the orange, and he's like, yeah, it's just an orange filled with water. I just sort of filled the syringe with water, because oranges have a very similar thickness and like sort of feel as human skin. So if you're trying to practice on putting a needle somewhere, putting a needle in an orange is basically the same feeling. And my dad's like, nah, I'm okay. I don't really want an orange. It's finally my dad's turn to go up. And he grabs up his jug. He grabs his juggling balls. He grabs his pins, whatever. And he realizes, oh my, I'm missing a juggling ball. One of them must have fallen out, or he didn't take it with. And he goes, hey, I need the orange. And this kid, without any hesitation, wings the speech. At one point, he dropped it. And he's like, now, as you can see, I dropped that. And you have to remember, when you're juggling, it's never your fault if you drop it. There's always a wind. Maybe you were nervous for the camera, whatever, but it's not because you're a bad juggler. It's because of some external factor. And I think that that's words that we can all live our life by. Like, hey, it wasn't my fault that I failed this project. Really, it was the wind typing in the wrong score. Okay, maybe it's not applicable everywhere, but whatever it is, I don't know. It's a cool story. I love my dad very, very dearly. And I hope that he's having a good nap right now. No one's disturbing him. We're all sort of doing our own thing for the moment. We're probably going to play some Uno in about 12 minutes. That's because he's probably just having a grand old time sleeping, probably with the dog. He absolutely loves, just got in October, so we've had him for a little while now, but he absolutely loves that dog. They are probably cuddling together on the couch right now. That dog requires so much attention. He'll hop up into my sister's bed and she'll cuddle him and watch over him as he sleeps. Then she'll take him to the bathroom in the middle of the night. He'll run over to my parents' room and then sleep in there. Where he goes wherever he thinks he'll get the most attention. And he gets it, honestly. We all indulge him. We indulge him in different ways. Some people, my mother, sorry, I tried to clear my throat there, indulges him with cookies. Sorry, I got to say it quietly because otherwise he might hear through my door. While other people treat him with a lot of affection, I treat him with pretty much only affection. I try not to give him cookies because, you know, he becomes a monster if he's taking it from all of us. All right, I need to tell a dad joke. Oh, a dad joke. I'm thinking. Hi, I'm Dan. Okay. I'll just do one more. So why'd the pelican get kicked out of the restaurant? Because he had a big bill. All right, it's time for the song that's been on my mind all episode. And today's song that's been on my mind all episode is going to be... Oh, geez, there's a lot of songs that my dad has been listening to. Probably You Don't Mess Around with Jim by Jim Croce, about a gym by a different name. It's a song. Jim Croce is an artist that my dad showed my sister and I. And I don't know. It always just reminds me of him. So that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you all had a wonderful day and happy Father's Day. I'll catch you all next time. Good.